So we've been telling you about President Clinton, former President Clinton, being in the hospital in the ICU out in California because of an infection. Let's go live to the 1010 Winds newsline to get a closer look at this. Joining us is Dr. Lewis Moreledge, an internist at Lenox Hill Hospital. Doctor, important, I think, to say that he has sepsis and not septic shock, an important distinction, right?
Absolutely an important distinction. I mean, sepsis is caused by severe infection resulting in overwhelming inflammation. And the good news in the former president's case is, you know, obviously he's in the ICU and he's receiving IV antibiotics, but my understanding is that there is a potential for him to be shifted to oral antibiotics shortly. And I think it's important to bear in mind that sepsis is usually caused by infections. Usually it could be a skin infection, could be a urinary tract infection, which is indeed the case in the former president's case, judging from what is being shared. It can be caused by viral respiratory illnesses, right, or even pneumonia.
Right. And doctor, I should also point out, not an uncommon thing in older people. Bill Clinton's now 75, and those UTIs can be really, really problematic for older people, right? I mean, they can even cause dehydration, disorientation.
You are precisely right. They can indeed cause all the things that you mentioned. And more importantly, sometimes they may go undiagnosed, meaning, you know, someone may have symptoms such as fatigue or maybe some disorientation. And these may go unlooked at for a short period of time, in which case the infection blossoms, as indeed it has in the former president's case.
We were all a little bit surprised to find out that we found out about this last night and that he'd been in the ICU since Tuesday. Is it uncommon for somebody with a UTI to wind up in the ICU, or is this because, you know, he is an ex-president?
I mean, I think that's a hard call. I think that in general, when someone presents and they may have an advanced infection, especially if someone's a former president, you may want to put them in a setting where they can get the highest level of care in case things were to turn rapidly. Right. You know, whether or not that's the case in the former president's case, I can't tell you, but I think that's the right choice given the type of care that he required.
Yeah, and also I wonder if extra precautions would be taken because he does have quite the health history. I mean, he had quadruple bypass in 04. He had a collapsed lung in 05.
Yes, and those things all put him at higher risk for complications, in which case the intensive care unit is a wise place for him to be in.
Typically, when somebody has sepsis and they're in the hospital and they're getting antibiotics and fluids, how long do they have to stay there? In other words, when might he be released? I know you're not at the hospital. You can't say. But generally, how long does it take to recover from this?
Once again, it depends on how advanced the sepsis is, whether it's affecting other organs, whether there's evidence of organ failure, and how someone responds if they have an infection to IV antibiotics or to the therapies that are picked and chosen for their particular infection. Indeed, it appears that the former president is responding to those IV antibiotics from what the media tells us.
Yep. We have been telling our listeners that, and we are also telling them that they say he should be out, quote unquote, soon. Doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Lewis Moreledge, an internist at Lenox Hill Hospital. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the day.